The legislation would limit state spending to the average change in personal income for the three preceding calendar years, or limit state spending to the average inflation rate plus the average percentage change in state population over the three preceding years. State Senator Mike Fulmer said that surpluses would also be addressed in the measure.
25% of the surpluses would go back directly to the taxpayer, 25% would go into a rainy day fund, and 50% would go in to help us pay down our obligation and our pension obligation funds.
According to the Tax Policy Center, 29 states have imposed limits on their spending. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Kweko.